We have had some technical problems.
We are live, and it's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show. Here's Sam, Gareth, and Vicky.
Hey, everybody. Guess who's live? We are live. It's the Naughty Show here on PlayboyRadio.com. Another week of fun. Really excited. Everybody seemed to enjoy.
I just got your iPad password.
What is it? No, don't say it out loud.
you almost double fucked yourself.
Don't say it out loud.
Oh, nice.
Really excited.
What does that
stand
for?
So we had Corey Nemec on. Corey Nemec. And the first couple days, nobody was listening to the podcast.
Okay.
You got to turn it, dude.
It says don't touch it.
Don't touch.
Does that work?
Yeah, I
there
can
we
hear
go.
You.
Oh,
there
that's so much better.
Why did you say don't
touch? I
touched
touch? It. I don't know. I'm sorry. I touched it.
First couple days, no one's listening. And then, boom, it just blew up.
It did?
Yeah. So we got good numbers. Obviously, you can't hear Vicky. Vicky isn't here today. I guess she couldn't make it. So we're going to miss her. We're going to miss her so long.
You know, now, wait. Is that a song?
That was my Tool.
That is a song?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I was going to sing.
I'd love to hear more.
Why'd you stop my jam, bro?
I'd love to hear more.
God, you stopped my jam.
I know your password.
Stop my... I know you do. Well, now I have to change it.
Then can I say it?
So Vicky isn't here, so guess what it is? Boys Night!
That's right. It's two-card stud.
Boys Night, boom! Or Boys Night! I know. I know Sapphire's here, but that's... Boys Night, boom!
But it's the night of people who have eaten
who like
vagina.
Snatch. If you like Snatch,
the night
you
the
can
pussy
hang
eaters.
The fuck out. It's Snatch Night. At Playboy Radio. Yeah, ma'am.
That's catchy.
Yeah, thank you,
I'm not
going
to be able to get that out of my head.
Guys, I wish we had a breaking news sound effect. So realistic. So realistic. Guess what, guys? Big news. I'm now officially Silver United Plus member on United Airlines.
Sam.
Huge
what does that
news.
Get you? Now you bored?
Huge news,
you
dude.
Bored?
I am silver. So close to getting the gold. Guess what I get, dude?
Yeah, what do you get?
I get my own personalized luggage tag.
Oh, well.
But here's the big thing.
Hit us
this
with
is
the
big
things.
Thing.
Hit us with the big
guys
thing.
In the booth, look at me while I brag. I get free upgrade the first class.
There we go. That's the key right there.
That is the key,
that's the
dude.
Key. That's the
if
key.
If there's a seat open,
you get it.
Tripoli's getting it.
That's bad news for first class. That's good news for Tripoli.
That's good news for everybody.
That's not
the VIP party just got a little more VIP.
Show me your butthole, pilot.
Yeah. You know
Let me into the cockpit.
You know it. So you were on the road. How was it?
It was good. I was in Schaumburg outside of Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, good old Schaumburg.
Delightful Schaumburg.
There
was a
snow?
Tornado. There was a tornado.
Oh, that's so funny because where I was, there was a giant
you were
snowstorm.
In Edmonton?
Edmonton.
And how did it go? You taped your special.
Very fun, but I want to hear about your week first, then we'll get into my glorious week.
Well, there's not much to say, Sam. I ate food. I got the flu. I went from the hotel to shows. I did the shows with Steve Byrne, who's crushing it. Sold out shows for the most part. Good little weekend. This weekend, be in San Antonio at LOL, I think. It's called.
Oh, look at you, yep. Mr. On the Road all the time.
Well, I go where Stephen Byrne tells me to go.
So... You got to be getting some miles.
I'm getting some miles. I know. Well, that's how I know about the upgrade system now.
So what are you now?
I'm just a shithead.
You're not silver yet?
I'm not silver, no. I might be getting, I don't know. I'm American Airlines, but
you know,
I see
I think
Steve
I've
upgrades.
Jumped up to silver is because
butthole.
I do a lot of first class with Joe Rogan.
That's why.
So I think those miles are more important than just regular miles.
Yep.
First class miles mean some shit.
Can you get into the Admiral's Lounge?
Dude, come on. You got to be able to at Silver.
I mean, you've got a luggage tag. That's basically a badge.
You got to be able to.
That's essentially a badge to do whatever you like.
Real quick before I get to my weekend, I have an adult film star who wants to come on next week and play Doctor Who trivia. If she loses, she has to get naked.
Who's good at Doctor Who?
What do we think?
Yeah, but what we need to be good at Doctor Who.
I'm sure we have some fans out there. Maybe a guy who's
My
a Doctor Who
really
fan.
Good at Doctor
really?
Who, yeah.
Dude, does he speak in the British accent?
He speaks in a very neutral accent.
Oh, man, if he was British accent, I would have been like, new cast member. Did Edmonton, Canada, the comic strip owned by Rick and Tammy Bronson, phenomenal. phenomenal time. I got to be honest with you. I had such a great time. The club is one of the best clubs you ever play. You have to play it.
I want to play it.
I will put your name in there. Twice I played this club, twice. Once Tammy, once Rick have pulled me aside and asked me if I could get dirtier on stage.
Jesus Christ.
That's who.
Do they know what they're doing?
They're like, dude.
They know they're talking to?
Yeah. Like the first time she's like, are you dirty? I'm like, yeah. She's like, then what was that? I'm like, well, I'm just doing my thing. She's like, I hired you to be the dirty guy.
Wow.
I'm like, okay, I guess there's going to be some skull humping going on. And there was skull humping this weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
A lot of just like, let me light you up. By the way, and we have a comedian come in. I'm going to ask him who his audience is. Very funny comic coming in. My audience, lipstick lesbians and swingers. I get the swinging population of whatever city I fly into comes to my show.
Do you think it's they smell that platinum membership status? Oh, dude, and they're like, I got to get some of that.
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably sense a very important person.
This guy gets upgrades when there's an available seat in first, hon.
Yeah.
Let him do ass on you, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get. How do you know this?
Look,
it's like you're there.
I've read the pamphlet in the little pocket. I know the deal. I'm not an idiot.
Dude, let me just say this to you, my friend. Let me just say.
Uh-huh.
So me and a very funny female comic from Vancouver named Kathleen McGee, we're hanging out at one of my shows. The entire swinging population is at the show. Now, here's what's funny about my weekend, because Sam, Tammy, and Rick are kind of sick and twisted. They had my feature was a pastor.
Okay. Wait, the girl?
No, the guy
featuring
was a pastor.
Okay.
And he ended up being a really cool guy. And he was actually pretty funny. And I was trying to give him some advice on, you know, he's a funny pastor. There's a huge market for that. Anyways, I thought the people all in front were all like his congregation coming to watch him. And I thought they were fucking with me. And then I started fucking with them. Dude, so then I asked this chick, I like to end the show with me skull humping the crowd.
Yeah.
She's like,
you like to end on a tearjerker.
And then I did a joke. This guy had such a gay face. I go, can I skull hump you? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, whoa. So I asked one of the swingers if he wanted to skull hump the guy. They both agreed to it. And the dude skull humped some dude on stage. And it was just really a game of gay chicken. Like, we were playing gay chicken.
Yeah, gicking.
We were gicking.
Yeah, playing some gicking.
Yeah. Sure. It was like, I didn't think they'd really do it. And they did it.
Now, is that going to be on the album?
No.
No, that won't make the cut.
The album's going to be glorious, man. It should be about 50 minutes long around, and it's going to be real fun. And I'm thinking about, I can't say it on air, this idea I want to do, but it's something Tool did, so there might be a little bonus for you there.
Claymation. You already spilled the beans, Sammy.
But anyways, I went to a swingers club in Edmonton.
Oh, shit.
And did a podcast from there. I'm thinking about doing an extra little bonus one. Got to be honest with you, dude. Delightfully impressed the swingers in Edmonton.
What?
There was 5'9"s walking around there.
Stop
looking
shouting.
To get boned.
What was happening?
Dude, I'm telling you. So anyways, we walk in. There's a bunch of like, dude, there were two 23-year-old gorgeous girls with their boyfriends at the swing club. I go, right there, you are the two most attractive women I've ever seen at a swingers club in my life.
Yeah.
Usually you go there, it's like black guys with dreads, fucking big
Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Yeah, like a polar bear. It's just giant white polar bears.
Sure.
He's big, fat, chunky women. But these girls were hot, and they weren't the only one. There were about 5 or 6 8s and 9s walking around there. So anyways, we're podcasting for a while, and we're like, all of a sudden the room clears.
Uh-oh.
And we're like, where is everybody? They're like, upstairs.
They're Lorenzo Lamas singing the upstairs.
Upstairs. So we're like, we're going to take a little break. We're going to go upstairs. People just straight up boning. Just straight up boning.
All around each other?
All around. We're just walking, and it's not just a little boning. It's hardcore. Bam, bam, bam.
That reminds me of when I was in the Whole Foods in Schaumburg.
Oh, tell me about that.
No, it's just very similar. Very similar experiences.
Okay, really quick. So that was the big weekend. But I have another huge announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to be as big as the fact that I'm Silver Club.
What kind of sound effect do you need before this? One.
Super breaking news. Yeah, that's right. We have a dial-up phone here breaking the news.
No need to sass the news box.
December 18th is officially now the Naughty Roast of Santa Claus at Sells Comedy Hole on Laughster. I'm looking at everybody in the booth. You better get your roast jokes ready.
Oh, boy.
You better get your roast jokes ready.
Why, Santa? You're bringing it?
Because I'm bringing jokes this year. I normally don't bring jokes. I'm bringing the jokes. Jokes and jokes. Bringing the jokes. Jokes and jokes. Oh, look who walked in late. Walks in late. Going to leave early, too. Hey, everybody. It's Sarah. She's what? 15, 10 minutes late?
9:10 on the pace.
Oh, okay. That's still late. That's still late.
Robo Dick fucking just sits up here and just waiting for the porn stars.
He's just waiting for. Why do I have a weird fucking. Yeah, I know you're sad about the buttholes going. Wasn't my idea. I want to be honest with you. I do want to start upping the butthole level on this show.
No.
What's going on? I can't hear you.
We're going through a Stargate.
Get off it. Get off the mic because she says something's wrong. Fix it up and then we'll deal with it. Look at Sarah. You walk in. Chaos ensues.
I just want butthole.
You just saw butthole?
I just want it.
You just want butthole?
No.
You agree with me. Finally, I got...
No.
These two love butthole. Okay, no. Get out. We're having chaos right now. Coleman's going to talk to you guys and we'll deal with that later. Before we bring in our guest, I just have to go through our...
I think they don't like it when people aren't on microphones talking.
I agree with them, but it's we're doing it. Hey, guess who what? We got another top. So we got some 5-star ratings.
Oh, now these are people who are going to get postcards, right?
Yep, they're going to get postcards.
Read these.
So here are our 5-star ratings.
These three?
Yeah.
Should we do it like we did the last time, Sam?
Yes, yes.
3 to 1?
Yeah.
9/11 of the P's too soon. Never
9/11.
Forget.
Never forget.
Never forget 9/11 of the
Never
P's
forget, guys.
Too soon. Wasn't an inside job. Spare change, loose change, whatever it is. Anyway, number 3 with a bullet. The Naughty Show, .. Bring the Wood. This one's from Death Squad - Burns. 5-star rating. Best podcast out there. Great mix of genius and buttholes with some comedy and adult film stars thrown in. Should not motivate the movement of buttholes. Guys, again, you are enabling an addict. Stop doing that. I know you're having fun. Knock it off. Number 2 with a silver bullet. This one's from X Cool Breeze EX. 5-star rating. Reread the title of this post for more information. Wow. Holy shit.
Go reread it.
Flat out great.
Yeah, there we go.
All righty. Number 1 with no bullet, because it's up there. 5-star rating by Rosetta. Being a female listener, I wasn't sure if I'd like this show,
I bet
but
she
I love
is a butthole.
It. The cast is hilarious. This is one of my favorite podcasts.
Oh,
singular.
Thank you, ladies.
She should add the S.
We should have a new...
You keep on talking without a microphone. Look at Coleman's going to blow his head. Everybody out of the studio right now, except for Eric. Dad has to get a little... Dad's angry right now.
There you go, Dad.
Everybody out. All my social media people. By the way, I'm thinking about starting a Naughty After Dark Twitter page.
That's like...
Dedicated... just the buttholes.
And that's sort of like when Beverly Hills 90210 opened Peach Pit
Send
After Dark.
Send us your buttholes. We have to confirm it's your butthole, though. I don't want just random images from the net. I want actual, like, fan buttholes. No, I don't want dude buttholes.
Butthole.
Yeah. What's it called? BT. Okay, you're going to kill Coleman. You're going to kill Coleman. Stop. Coleman, lecture her. She thinks that she has big tits. She can just do whatever she wants. And that's not how we work here. Get the fuck out of here.
Uh-oh. Uncle
you just
Coleman's
got yelled
man.
At. You just got yelled at in your moon boots. Well, guys, you know what? Vicky takes one night off and shit goes to shit. But we're back and I'm very excited. I mean, huge booking. Huge booking. I've been working with his PR people, his agents, for a long time to lock this guy down. I mean, everywhere, all the time. And he's got a lot of stuff going on. He's had a ton of top hit albums out, like Kosher Cuts, and then a return to Kosher Cuts, Wimp Pimp, Parody Nuts. Guy's got a huge YouTube page. He's a YouTube superstar. Go to youtube.com/suburban homeboy. Please go up for a very good friend of mine. I've been friends with him for a very long time, and I'm very happy with all of his success. Eric Schwartz, a.k.a. Smoothie, everybody.
Sam Tripoli! That was quite an introduction.
Thank you.
You made me seem way bigger than I am.
No, you're very popular, dude.
Well, thank you. And just to let you know, I was doubling as my own PR person.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you knew that. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
You do an incredible Indian accent.
Yeah. That guy, Raj,
yeah.
who got in touch with you
yeah.
via Twitter.
Yeah.
That was
You're
really
Raj.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I have a Twitter alias just for PR.
It's so incredible.
That's so smart.
Whoa. Yeah, that's what I do.
You're multi. You
gotta
very,
be savvy.
Yeah.
It's a world of DIY. Save money, do it yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I totally get it.
You well, are Raj.
You and I have worked together.
We have for a long time.
And you and I are on a very special DVD that gives us street cred. You and I have worked with black millionaires.
Bam!
Yeah.
We on the Chocolate Sundays. Sam Tripoli Monday. Eric Schwartz on Tuesday. Cat Williams on Wednesday. You ever heard of him? Kevin Hart. I don't want to say.
No,
I know everything rhymes.
You don't have to say
Hart,
it. That's
yeah.
why you couldn't come up with anything.
Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, and us.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's so weird. So anyways, I was at this celebrity boxing, this comic celebrity boxing match was put on by a bunch of my friends. And up walks this guy that I've seen in interracial gangbang pornography. This black guy walks up. I'm like, holy shit, that's the guy who's in the interracial gangbang porn. And he comes up. He's like, what's up, player? I'm like, hey, dude, how's it going? Oh, man, you're doing a great job. And he's like, and I'm doing this thing. And he's laughing the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, man, I love your stuff. And I think he thinks I'm Brett Ernst.
Oh,
because once in a while, just because I'm like, how does this guy know me?
Uh-huh.
And I go, dude, do you know who I am? He goes, hell yeah, I know who you are. You're the guy from Chocolate Sundays on the Sunset Strip. I'm
dude,
like, oh my God.
That's awesome.
I've gotten people come up to me that like, dude, you're the guy from Chocolate Sundays. You're the guy who says you can't have chocolate sundae without the whipped cream.
Yeah. Dude, they play that on BET all the time.
Dude, I know, and it's only like in the last year or two that people have like really started to see it. And that's like probably my biggest scene credit right now.
Yeah. Now what's funny is like Pookie calls
like 03.
Me. Yeah, Pookie calls me and he's like, hey, man, I got your check for you. I'm like, oh, man, $1,000 from everywhere.
For those of us who don't know Pookie.
Pookie is this really great guy who runs Chocolate Sundae, been running it for, like, years.
Okay.
I don't do the black rooms like I used to. I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, me too.
And I used to murder him. And now his room is great, but I stopped doing him because I started seeing my act being done before I got on stage.
Uh-oh.
And I was just like, okay, I can't follow myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry enough, I got to write my own jokes. Now I'm staff writer of this show, apparently. And but I would do his room, man. And there was times when I would do Chocolate Sundays. People would laugh so hard that you would feel the Laugh Factory shake. Like, literally, the structure of the building was shaking. It was such an amazing
scale. I mean, you got to say the black rooms, because people say it's urban. It's an urban audience. Like, black people do not look like skyscrapers in subways.
Yeah.
They're true. Black, okay? Just say they're black people.
But black people call it black.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, it's they're the, like, what we'd say is, like, they're the hardest to win over, but then when you win them over, they give it up the most. That's where you feel it so
have
much.
Have I talked about this on, like, you never want to be the second white guy in a black show.
That's true.
First one, it's like, that's you're true. Funny, you're the novelty. Second one, it's like, okay, what, are you trying to take our show over?
I know.
You better have some different remix shit going on.
That's
if
true.
You're
going
to be the second white guy in a black. And they always would eventually make me close the show, and I'm just not, like, when I go early, I destroy, but at the end, for some reason, they just...
I experience the same thing. It's because it's like we're guests on that show, it feels like. And
yes.
When we close it, it's saying like, we're the best. Yeah. But we're not saying that. We just got put on the on the end.
We're the best.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you ain't. Do you do black rooms at all?
No, I do black women, though. But
oh!
Yeah, raise the roof. Sapphire's raising the roof. She loves that white dick.
she's nodding.
It's the right show for her.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she is naughty. Look at my crew. My crew is great.
You have a very naughty show, dude.
Do I?
Yeah, dude. Like, you were saying, like, what's your audience? Like, your audience, you said, is...
Lipstick lesbians and swingers.
Yeah, and my audience is so different. It's like... dorks, Mexicans, and women who think they have a chance with me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
like
great.
That want to get married. Oh, yeah, like they want to marry.
So you don't get groupie sex, you get groupie proposals?
I want to be naughty like you guys. Like, I want to be a badass.
Oh, this guy. You see his dick. It looks like a tree corn because it's got so many STDs.
Oh,
he's been raw dogging so much ass over here.
I just thought about it
quite
today.
Quite a long path to lockdown, huh?
Oh, God.
What does it look like? Looks like a, have you ever seen poison oak on a log that's sort of deteriorated in the woods near where you used to stash porno? Like, underneath there's a branch. Dude, his dick looks like that. Anyway, what were you saying about
it? It doesn't even look like a dick.
By the way, Sarah's already tapped out. She's already left the room. She's been here for 2 minutes.
She's still talking in the other lobby.
Yeah, yeah. Off mic.
She's probably doing her own show in the empty studio right now. Yeah.
She thinks we can hear her. Sarah, you need a microphone, okay?
She's in her car like, that's what I said. I told him that earlier.
She's listening to us at home right now, trying to respond.
It's 4 days later, and she's talking into her computer like, I know, Sam. Well, that's why. Sam! Boy,
Mexicans
really
love you because you had a Mexican stepdad, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So I say I'm a quarter step Mexican. So my stepdad's Mexican. But I grew up with the culture, and I actually studied Spanish in college. And so, like, I'm pretty fluent at it. And so I've been to Spain a bunch of times. Oh, there she is. I've been to Spain a bunch of times and Mexico a bunch of times. So, yeah, like, that's...
But the Spanish is different in those two cities. Those two countries.
Like, when I go to Spain, they think that I'm Spanish. But when I go to Mexico, they know I'm not Mexican. Oh, here comes Sarah.
Oh.
Flash me her midriff.
Oh, yeah, you didn't even show anything. You're not tough.
In Renaissance time, that was pornography.
In Renaissance time. In 1800s, she would be a witch.
In 1830, she would be cast away by doing such a thing.
But like I was thinking about coming on the show, and I'm like, it's the naughty show, and I listened to a few, and you guys talk about buttholes and stuff, and I'm like, I am so not a badass. Like I
did it make
be...
you nervous to not want to come on the show? Be honest.
No. I want to be a badass, but the thing that keeps me from doing it is consequences.
I don't want
my thing to look like a log in the bog, whatever you said it was.
It was a log in the bog.
I assure you I don't have bark cock. I do not have bark cock, no matter what Sam says. And Sam is the one who loves the butthole.
You like that.
It's not everybody.
It's really taken a life of its own. Yeah, it wasn't really my thing, but if you ask me, yeah, I'd like to see a butthole.
It's the most intimate part on a body.
Thank you.
You know, because you don't get to see it. Even if somebody's naked, you don't get to see it.
This guy gets it.
I get it.
You get it.
I get it.
Smoothie gets it. Smoothie gets it.
I was talking to Sapphire about butts because I have a song about butts. You know, like every rap song, they talk about girls with a big butt. And like, I like all types of women. There's women with flat butts. You know, like they got junk in the trunk, but they just happen to drive a smart car.
Yeah.
True. That's right.
You know what I mean?
So you like a flat ass?
Well, I appreciate all asses. That's
but what's
nice.
Your perfect ass?
I like the round ones.
What celebrity has the ass that you like? When I see an ass, sometimes I want to breathe through it. Did anyone else do that?
We just
want to go like ass goggles and breathe through it. Am I the only one?
It? No, you won't. Well, you'll breathe worse.
I just like live through the life.
Coleman's
look
tank?
Is so disgusted.
Wait, what do you mean you
I
live
know
the
it's
life?
More disgusting. Coleman's look or a sweater with that what I just said right there. Just very
similarly, would you breathe out of a toilet?
Yeah. No.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's different.
Yeah, but girls just it's just different.
Would you rub a little poop on the end of your nose?
Ugh. No, but I'm not shoving my butt in poop butts.
No, your nose you are though.
No, I'm not. It's like clean. They clean it up.
You don't know that.
I do. Do you not think I don't look what I'm going into first?
We could do this.
Pull down, shove in, hope and pray.
I mean, it sounds very clinical. You're right.
The celebrity, what celebrity do I think has the best butt? Ah, man. I can't really think of one. Who are some of yours? I can't think of one.
Yeah, I don't have. I couldn't think of one either, honestly, off the top of my
head.
Oh,
you know who's got a great ass, and I don't know where she got from because she used to have horrible ass. And then all of a sudden, Joe Rogan showed me a picture of her at the VMAs. Lady Gaga's ass
she
has
does
gone
have a good
next
yes,
level.
It has. She started to do some songs with R. Kelly and stuff, and I think that might have been an influence. Yeah. She knew she was doing that song. So yeah, Lady Gaga, definitely.
Lady Gaga's great. Got a great ass.
I mean, J-Lo's known for hers, but I mean, I don't know anymore. Shakira. Shakira.
But she's so tiny.
Yeah.
Like, could you make love to a 4 foot tall chick?
Is she that small? I don't really get to see her in person.
Yeah, I mean, like,
she's tiny. But
she's
really
tiny. Like, you could throw her on your keychain and just hang out, and then when you want some salsa dance, just throw her out there.
I mean, she got the hips. She got the movements, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah,
she got the...
Jennifer Lopez ass, too big, too small.
I can't really get a read on it.
2002 Jennifer Lopez.
2002, I think it's perfect.
Okay.
I think it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good. Now, people are saying Selena Gomez has it, but she's really tiny, too.
I'm not into that chick. I'm not, but you know who I like musically is her rival. She has a rival now.
She has a rival?
Lord. Have you heard of Lord?
No.
Oh, that's a rival?
Have you not
the
heard
Royal
of Lord?
Song?
No.
The Royal song.
No, yeah, the Royal.
Oh, yeah. Royal. Yeah.
That's right.
That one.
How good is that girl at 16?
She's 16?
She's 16
Christ.
Years old.
What?
If you read her Wikipedia page, like by like 10 years old, she was like editing her mother's like thesis paper in college. Like she's
Did
next.
She
her mom
that
might
song?
Be really dumb though.
She wrote that song? Her mom might be really
Your mom
stupid.
Might be really stupid.
Yeah, that's
We don't
true.
Know that.
Her mom might be at a third grade
Need
level.
More facts.
That's very funny, man. Yeah, man. She's like really smart, dude. I mean, like what that girl's doing at that age, like the sky's the limit, man. I mean, she could get almost too big.
And she wrote that. She wrote
mom wrote it, and then she edited it down to the song.
Wow.
No, she wrote it, man. And it's produced perfectly.
Well, so I can't comment on her ass, though.
Yeah, does she have a
She's
good
16.
ass?
She's 16.
Well, let's say you were in Arizona, and you're allowed, because I think legal
so
is 16.
So let's say we drive you and her to Arizona into a field. We'll call it the evaluation center.
You can't comment on that. That's weird. I heard this song this morning. I heard this song, old 80s song, where the guy, he starts out, he goes, "She's just 16 years old.
Yeah.
Leave her alone," they say. And I'm like, I'm not listening to the rest of this song.
We all say, not just they.
Yeah,
all of us are saying.
Everybody, you shouldn't have gone past it. But the rest of the song's great. It's just that one thing at the beginning, you feel like an idiot listening. You feel dirty listening to the whole song.
What about Winger? She's only 17.
Well, there's that unreleased.
You're like, now you're like, whoa.
Unreleased Sammy Hagar song, "I Love a 9-Year-Old." You ever heard that one? That one's
Yeah,
unreal.
That's that. See, that one is just to offset
Play
his other song.
Does not condone this.
I can't drive a 55.
Yeah, I can't drive 55 because she doesn't have her seatbelt buckled.
Yeah,
it's a two-parter.
Right. She's in the back seat because that's required by law with the car seat.
Oh, hilarious. Yeah, man. I mean, do you have any rivals? And since you're a rep, let me get into this.
Yeah.
Are you more rapper or more comedian?
I say that's into the eye of the beholder, but I would say there's no song that I do that's not supposed to be funny. So I got to say I comic first.
Would you rather
sure.
win an Emmy for your comedic acting or a Grammy for your rapping?
Comedic rapping? Wow, that's a toss-up.
Hey, dude, that's why they call me the Connie Chung of podcasting.
Jeez.
Okay? I ask those hard-hitting questions.
Man, you're putting me in between a rock and a hard place right there. I'd say Emmy, because look, I could do songs in the acting.
Yep.
Yeah.
What?
I think True. Emmy gets you. I think you could work more with an Emmy
I think
than
so.
You can with
It's like the
with
difference
a
between a United Gold Pass and the United Silver.
That's true.
What?
That's
what,
true.
What are you? What are you?
I'm on Delta, and I've just been doing it for about a year, so I haven't gotten any status.
Silver, bro.
Dude,
all right, Sam.
You're making me jealous because that means that you're working more than me.
Oh, dude. Or
you're traveling. You're going to Edmonton to swinger parties.
I just got hit up.
And getting benefits.
They wanted to fly me out again to Edmonton. I did it one Saturday with Rogan at this casino, and then I did my headlining weekend. Was very happy. People from the Rogan show, tons of people came and saw me at the my weekend headline. Then some people who saw me at my weekend headline, they were doing a private party. They wanted to refly me out to go out there again, and I would have done it, but I have a wedding I have to go to this weekend.
So you had to actually celebrate love.
It's you know it's really weird.
Yeah,
yeah. I am
forever.
I am more popular in Canada than I am in my own country.
Are you serious? And Canada's so small.
But it's great comedy, dude.
I've never performed there.
What?
Never performed there.
You have to be kidding me.
I've never
You have
there.
To get to Canada, dude. It's so next level.
I got
to
do it. Hook it up.
I was thinking, because my new album I recorded, I want to call it hashtag shady shit, but it won't be able to get on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
So my girl was like, why don't you call it hashtag I'm big in Canada? And I'm like, that's not the same.
Well, you know what? Eddie Ift has a thing where he has his podcast where he splits the word.
Yeah, talking shit. So now it's like talking hits.
Yeah, talking's hit. Talking's hit.
Yeah.
So if you did Shady's hit.
Yeah.
And then they'll
think
it's
like Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go to Canada. Where do you mostly gig? Southwest?
Yeah, Southwest. You know, that's definitely California, all over California. Orange County loves me.
Hot.
Texas, I've been done really well there. Florida, I've done really well there.
Do you like to do the road?
I do. I mean, I like going out there. And, you know, I think what I want to do right now is, because I just came out with a 1-hour special, I wanted to get...
Did you produce it yourself?
Yeah, self-produced it.
That's how you do it, dude.
Dude, so I'm my own PR.
Where can they see that?
They can see that on my website at ericschwartzlive.com. And
get that.
Download that.
Do it.
And you can also get the DVD if you're old school. but I was wondering if... Because you set everybody up for me doing a little song... They don't know what I'm talking about yet, because I wanted to do my song. All the women that have flat butts out there.
Okay,
I wanted to do that one. Do you have one, Sarah?
Let's see your butt, Sarah. Real quick. We're not going to see your butthole.
That's sad.
Okay,
that's not
all
really
right.
Flat. Turn it so I can see the curvature. I wouldn't say that's flat. I mean, I've seen like, hey, dude, I'm a Korean boy. Look, that's you. You have curves on there. Have you seen that Korean boy look that girls sometimes rock?
Yeah, yeah. Like they're like trying to. Stay in their seat. They're just slipping out.
Yeah, they just slip out of their seat. There's no speed bump.
Exactly. Like she just melted to the floor.
Yeah, she just wanted to show you her boobs.
All right, so let me do this one for all the women that are listening that have flat butts. It's called Flat Booty Girl. You got that one? All right, hit it. It goes flat booty girl in a fat booty world. She's a flat booty girl in a fat booty world. And I do my little 2 Chainz dance like this.
You're doing it. Whoa.
I'm doing a little 2 Chainz dance. All right. No tushy, no booty, no buttocks, no bottom. Flat like an iPad. Apple bottom. Don't get me wrong. I love them big and round. But when she drop it low, she got the same curves as the ground. Man, sometimes I get tired. That girl sat on my jacket. It came out iron. She saved a lot of space without the big old booty. Her butt fits in the cup holder at the movies. She got it shining like a tiny diamond. Took as long to find it as it took to find Bin Laden. She got me reaching for the bee sting. Making G-strings out of T-string. She make them skinny jeans baggy. Lady wear that ass beat. Making Paris Hilton look like Kim Kardashian. And when she bent over for a spanking, I thought she was planking. Cause she's a... I can't even hear anything in here.
Oh, wow.
Jew Chainz. That's me. I'm Jew Chainz.
Jew Chainz.
All right. White girls, black girls, especially them Asians, bring that flat booty to this Caucasian. Latin girls with no curves. Mommy, let me see you. Dame las tortillas. Middle Eastern girl, if your figure ain't the fullest, bring me the pita. I got the hummus. All around the world, we're making it flat, Tom. You got the pancakes. I got the batter.
Flat booty girl in a fat booty world.
All right, this is for all my flat booty girls.
That was awesome, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Eric, I've always told you this, man. I always thought, you, and I still do, think you have the goods,
get ready for it.
Opportunity to be like a new version of Steve Martin, like
dude. That's a huge compliment, man.
Yeah, like you could. I could see you playing giant arenas doing this stuff.
That's what I want to do, man. That's in my dream wall.
Yeah.
That's on the vision board.
Yeah. It's on my vision board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You should go totally alchemist and get that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you know what it is, man? You say that stuff. I want to know the path to get there. And I think that I'm doing it. Like I try to get all my, you know, like coming on your show and showing your fans. And thank you for letting me do that. But you know, like how do you get there is the thing. Like how do you catch fire like that?
That's what I want to. How do you? Because you're I would say you're a YouTube celebrity.
Okay. Thank you. Say that. Keep saying that. Keep having everyone
well, say that. You get tons of
YouTube
views,
celebrity.
Right?
I do get a good amount of views, but there's people out there that, I mean, they got millions of subscribers. I have 34,000 or something like that.
Yeah, dude.
And that's good.
Great, yeah.
It's respectable. Really great. Yeah. I could get into YouTube parties with that.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
But the YouTube pass.
But there's people that I know that have, like, over 2 million subscribers. 4 million subscribers.
Now, do you think of Vine? Are you a Vine fan?
I started doing it, and I like it. From what I've heard, it's dying out a little bit.
I don't know. My friend Brittany Furlong.
Dying on the Vine.
Has like
yes. Go ahead.
That was great. That was great. We've had Brittany Furlong on the show.
And she's big on Vine.
And she wouldn't shut up during the show. She just kept talking. I'm like, okay. So that,
you're like, what happened to 6 seconds?
Yeah, yeah. But now she's got 3.7 million followers. Now, how many do you think of those are real?
It doesn't matter. As long as she gets like 500,000 per Vine, then she's going to do well.
I just want to start like a fake account and just add like 90 million bots on it and just see if I get half the world to follow my one thing, dude.
Dude, people are making so much money off that stuff. Like they'll get like sponsorship deals.
Yeah. You know, like, she was eating like Burger King and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You know they were fucking.
That there's an agency. I know some people that have this agency where they get people that, you know, like big Vine followers, and they do product placement in their Vines.
That's yeah.
So fucking crazy.
It's crazy, man. And people are making
Jenna
money.
Jenna Marbles is supposedly making $50,000 a month on YouTube.
Oh, I would not doubt it. If it's more. People, I mean, they've got these multi-channel networks that I'm part of one, and they're, you know, like, I don't get these huge deals that some of these people get. They're getting like huge money.
What do you think is the common denominator or denominator in all these people that get these huge videos?
You know, this is what they say. I've gone to some development programs at YouTube, and what they say is like, be consistent. Like, you know, if you're going to upload, do it once a week. Do it on a regular schedule. People can follow you and they can expect it, just like on television. And be consistent to what you do, like your brand, right? So, like, if you do parody songs, do a parody song every week or do some kind of related to music every week. Like, if you're the Naughty Show, you're going to do stuff that's naughty.
Yeah, Naughty Show night. Naughty Show at night will be featuring buttholes coming up.
Yeah.
So it should
be
great.
You got to show a butthole every time.
See, finally, I have two people on my side. Now that Vicky's not here,
miss
her.
I thought you said that this movement has been catching fire. Why the celebration for two people being?
Well, because like you and Vicky have been working together to stop the wildfire
that is
butthole.
You know about our meetings. Yes. That's a shame,
dude. You know, I mean, you
but
might
I
think
want
it's
real buttholes. I don't want like people just downloading images off of. Uh-huh. I need to make sure they're real.
Yeah, well,
I think you're onto something with buttholes because
thank you.
No, because look, you always hear that thing. That everyone has an opinion and everyone has a butthole.
Yeah.
And you've got an opinion about buttholes.
Yes, true. Yes.
That
yes.
hits everybody.
That's we true. Should have a butthole of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And yeah. like someone oh, can, yeah. we'll say, uh-huh. we need to make t-shirts.
That's exciting.
Butthole week.
Yeah.
Butthole week.
Yeah, yeah.
We have shark week. Why can't we have butthole week?
It's more dangerous.
Yeah. Finally.
Yeah. It's more dangerous.
I'd rather go swimming with sharks.
And do you, and you spell it. Butthole week. It's butthole week for the butthole week.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Whole.
Yeah. It's for the butthole week.
Butthole week.
But for the whole week.
Butthole week.
Yeah.
Not just one day, but whole week.
I think a revolution might have started tonight. I think a revolution might have started tonight.
I think so.
I think my evil plan of naughty at night.
Yeah.
Twitter following. Butthole week.
I think it's going to be more successful than Baywatch nights. And I mean that. I really do. I think it is going to be. I got a good feeling.
Oh,
One other thing that we have in common that we got I wanted to bring up with you is the comedy rap battle.
Yes.
I've been on your comedy rap battle, and that's one of the most fun shows. Like, if you ever go to one of Sam's shows, I will, like, plug that show. Because that show is so much fun.
The next one is December 19th.
December 19th.
We packed that out the last show.
I heard. It's a block party, right?
Well, it's starting to get there, man. They want to put out bands in the parking lot and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's a show that might start doing like every Friday night.
Yeah.
And because anyone can come up, do a couple minutes, and just rap at each other.
It's so much fun. It's like we get to do, as a performer, you get to do your set, and then you come up and you improv. And it doesn't really matter if you win or lose. It's cool if you win, but it's just the opportunity to, like, I went up against Hannibal Buress last time and trounced him.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. And it was so much fun.
Did he get the win, though?
I think that was the one where I was like, for some reason, I was like, I saw the way that I could have won, but we did a team thing at the end, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna step back and give my partner a little chance here, and then it just, like, lost the moment. You gotta, in the rap battle, you gotta, like, go for the jugular. We were talking about that afterwards. You were like, light him up.
You gotta light him up.
And you can't hesitate.
Never pull back. Here's what people do. They think there's always a second round. Like, I do a karaoke pole dancing world championships, too.
Yeah.
And everybody always thinks they're going to make it to the second round. So they always do, like, their second best song. I go, don't assume you're making the second round. I know you think you are. Everybody here thinks they are. Only half the people make it. You got to go for blood.
Right.
Vicky did it. She did really well in it. But she needed one more rhyme. She couldn't, her head was just spinning. You see, she's trying to get it. She nailed this guy twice, and the room was like, yeah. She just need one more clock, and he would have been dead. He couldn't go. She couldn't get it. She went to a overtime where they rapped with each other, and she ended up losing. But you got to go for blood, man.
Dude, I was hoping Vicky would be here. I could have just rap battled her. Damn, Vicky, what's up?
I don't know why she didn't show up. She said she just couldn't make it. It was an hour out. She's like, I can't make it tonight. I'm like,
I don't even know what Vicky
looks like. Maybe there's going to be a baby. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Oh, really?
There may be.
Has she been at the swinger parties?
Yeah.
I do think they swing. I do think they swing a little bit.
That's a good little
how is being a Jewish rapper on the road?
You know what's, you know, of being a Jewish rapper on the road? Oh, because people are less tolerant of Jews outside of L.A.?
Well, no, dude. You leave Los Angeles. Some people, dude, I remember one female comic.
Oh, now
I get it. One female comic was from Louisiana. She didn't think Jews were real. She thought they were kind of like,
amazing.
Like, dude, she thought they were like hobbits in like Lord of the Rings. She's like, I didn't know they were real.
That's amazing.
I thought they were some from Bible. Just
can you imagine when she first sees, like, if you hadn't had that conversation, she'd have tried to bag one. Give me your wishes. I shook you, Jew. Give me them wishes.
I shook you, Jew.
Take me to the tree you live in.
Give me the money.
Yeah.
Give me the money.
No, you know what? Even in California, man, you get, like, people just are so ignorant sometimes. You know, like, I make jokes about it in my show about being Jewish, and it's a joke, you know? And then people afterwards, I've had a couple times where people, like, I sell merch after my show. I sell T-shirts and DVDs and stuff, because it's in my culture. I got to do it.
Yeah. And got to make that cheddar.
Yeah. And then people come up to me, and like, I had this one guy where he goes, hey, you going to give me a deal? Come on, Jew. Come on, Jew. Give me a deal. I'm like, okay. Shit just got real.
Shit just got real.
Shit just got real.
Like, dude, sir, it's
a joke. You know, like, you know, don't. And he was, like, mean about it.
Yeah, and you're like, this is where
hey,
you're crossing
Jew.
A line.
And that guy actually stole something from me. He actually stole a shirt. He took three shirts, and he gave me back two, and I was so busy that we didn't even notice it. And he actually stole something.
What an asshole.
That's what it's something a Jew would do.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
He must have been a Jew.
He must have been Jewish.
Now, dude, how many free hugs did he steal from you?
Oh, see? Oh, that's my – I have a shirt that says free hugs. Like, you ever seen those T-shirts that say free hugs?
Yeah.
So I didn't know what that meant. Like, at first, my Jewish side was like, free, cool. But then my quarter-step Mexican side got all suspicious, and I was like, wait a minute, who is Hugs?
Yeah.
And why is he locked up? That's right, people. I thought Hugs was a teddy bear behind bars, okay, with a teardrop and a tattoo on his stomach. Hug life. So I have a shirt
that
says free hugs.
You know who would love that shirt? Swingers.
Damn, I want to go to Edmonton.
We should do a show together. I bet you get a huge following of swingers that would let you dude, they'd love for me to come to their swingers bars and put on shows. And I'm like, you don't know how bad of an idea that is. People are trying to bone other people's wives. And you're like, if you stop that, and you're like, and now let's do a comedy show.
How'd you guys meet? Yeah. Where are you guys from? sir, who's in her anus. How did you guys meet here? Are you married?
We haven't met yet. We haven't met yet.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. All right. You know, I just bought a new car, and
yeah. Hey, man. Hold on a second.
Oh, Christ.
You were saying?
Yeah. You ever signal on the freeway, funny? Or that's a tremendous amount of semen, sir.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm ready to go again.
Oh, Christ! Okay. No.
Hold that thought.
Whatever happened to medium t-shirts? Jesus Christ! I gotta go. No.
Yeah, I'll take that to your shirt. I'll clean up the mess.
Jesus.
Oh man.
Dude, if I go to a swinger show, I'm gonna get woman handled.
Yeah.
Don't
you kind of like that vision a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Sort of feels like Captain Kirk on the Weird Planet.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Getting women handled.
I don't even know what that means.
I figured out. You know, like in R&B, they always say this the line. They always go, "I want to do it all night long." You know, they say that all the time, all night long. And I was like, that is impossible. And then I figured out how you do it, man. You take the girl to Alaska on June 21st, the summer solstice.
Uh-huh.
Because night is only 3 minutes long.
That's perfect.
Oh, man.
That's what you do.
You got scientific on that shit.
Oh, yeah. I'm all up in that loophole.
I always assume all night long meant, like, ejaculate and then plot how to get out all night long. Plot how to leave comfortably.
Now, you're known for your rapping, your comedy.
Yeah.
But word is you're also known for your sound effects.
Oh, I got some sound effects. Sapphire, put this little thing on. Shit just got real.
Shit just got real
square.
Winner gets to see somebody's butthole. Ready?
I got them. Oh, girl. Oh, Sapphire. Thanks for turning on the auto tune. You know you're turning me on too.
That's awesome.
Duplicate
that one.
Yeah. Gotta go. We don't know if we have the technology.
I got both mics? Okay,
do
yeah.
Do we
I
have the technology
mics
to go back and forth?
Should I? I need both of them at the same time. Yeah?
Can we do that?
Oh, girl. Should I? Yeah. Yeah. Does it sound like T-Pain Sapphire?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why'd you go to her? Because she's black?
Yeah.
Does it sound like one of your people?
She's fucking hot.
Oh,
fucking hot.
Hey, Sapphire, while he does this, will you twerk for him?
Yeah, twerk for me.
It's the only way to make you guys, let's make the stars unite.
Okay.
Sapphire, make it all hot like fire. Come on in here and twerk for a Jew. Let me see what you can do. Oh, she's on her. She's on her two
she's
hands.
She's straight up twerking.
She can. Sapphire.
Let's see. Sapphire, teach Sarah how to twerk.
Sarah was like, how do you do that?
Work it. Sapphire. Work it. Okay, now Sarah. Work it.
Oh, look at
Sarah.
Like a little bit.
She looks like a frog up on the wall doing that thing.
That's actually
pretty so
good.
Tall.
Is that bad?
Yeah, Sarah.
That's very good, Sarah.
She broke her
she
pelvis.
Looks awkward.
She broke her pelvis.
She twerks so awkward.
There we go. Do the kitty twerk.
Oh, man. That was... I think.
What is that?
That's the twerdle. That's the turtle twerk.
That looks like
that's the twerdle.
That's
the twerdle,
baby. Somebody
love
me. That's so funny. That is so funny. That was
just
so
looks
great.
Like people lost limbs now.
Those also, twerking looks a lot like fart cannon, doesn't it?
Fart cannon.
And fart cannon is a wrestler?
Like, load up the fart cannon.
What is a fart cannon?
It's like
you just invented it, right? Yeah. It's not like a game I'm missing from my youth. Okay. Load up the fart cannon.
We used to do the trumpeter in swimming.
Okay, hold on. Now he's still... Yeah. He's still got the...
Yeah, I still got it.
Do you want that still?
Yeah. Well,
why
we
would
could
you
go back
ever
and
not
forth.
Want it? Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know... Did you like it? You liked it, right? It sounds like T-Pain, right?
Yeah.
So now you know that without autotune, T-Pain sounds exactly like me.
Yes.
This nerd right here.
T-Pain's a Jew.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech Shalom. I want my rabbi to use that during services sometime. That would make it a lot
dude,
more
that
interesting.
That would be so much. The amount of bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs I went to where the kids, you're like, oh, God, the singing portion is so bad. Auto-tune that shit. That would be like
entertaining. Like,
fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Now, should we, hey, Martine, or should I say RoboCop? Our next guest is downstairs. Could you grab them? Poor Martine, ever since the buttholes all left, he's been a little sadder.
He's RoboCop?
RoboCop.
RoboCop.
There he is.
Dance till you drop to the RoboCop. RoboCop.
He's a RoboCop?
Till you drop to the RoboCop.
I'm getting more twerking going
up
on.
Walls. That was so yeah. awesome. Your sound effects abilities make black lesbians want to hump walls. How great is that?
I just found something out about Sapphire.
Yeah.
I didn't know she... I knew
she's
she was
actually
black.
Bisexual.
I knew she, okay.
But
that's even
doesn't
better.
Sound as cool.
Okay.
I love lesbian. I like that one.
Blesbians?
Blesbian?
Welcome.
Or black sexual?
Lesbiac?
Lesbiac? Yes.
Lesbiac. I like that. It Lesbiac. Sounds like one of the evil Transformers, a Decepticon. Damn it!
I am Lesbiac.
Oh, no. Now that lesbian's a bus.
Can you just come with me? Just come with me to WeHo every night with that fucking boy.
You transform from, like, hetero to gay. You'd be like, oh, look at that. Look at that guy. I'm ready for you. Oh, that girl's cute. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, you are awesome, dude. You are awesome. So,
all you got to do is get one of these boxes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. That's
no,
what the lesbians
say.
Don't
give away your secrets,
okay. Yeah, that's really my voice.
Yeah.
So what we got? We got 5.5 minutes left, right? So we should either end on a sound effects war or Eric does another song. What do you guys want to do?
Split the difference 2.5 on that, and then I'll take you out. With a 2.5 minute song
all right,
about who
it.
I want
all
to
right.
sponsor me.
All right, let's party.
All right,
let's
so,
party.
Sound effects war.
We're going to go. I'm going to allow the people in the studio to pick. We're going to go 1, 2, 3. We're going to go down 3 sound effects. 2 out of 3 wins. First up, what is she called?
Lesbiac.
Huh?
Lesbiac. Lesbiac.
Black.
Lesbiac. Transform.
Sounds like she's gargling a cock.
Well, since it is, you know, the cock hour.
Yes.
I want
to
hear
time to turn back your cocks,
some
guys.
Hardcore wet pussy eating. That's what I want to hear. Some
are you
wet
okay
pussy
with this,
eating.
Eric? Are you comfortable? We don't have to get dirty if you don't want
hey,
to.
Okay, hey, I'm on the naughty show, but I'm just going to think that it's ice cream.
Yes,
all
okay.
Right, that's fine.
If so, my parents are listening, it's ice cream.
And if
so we're
going to
go.
There's a lot of problems.
Since Eric, you've entered.
Uh-huh.
You've entered his dojo.
Yeah.
You have to go first.
Okay.
Here we go. This is eating vagina. Yeah, you are chomping on that shit. You are in it.
Oh, no. Huh? Okay. Oh, that hurts. Okay, that hurts. Oh, stop it. Stop. Okay.
That's too much. I'm not a slave.
Yeah. Okay, Matt. He added right. a little backstory to it.
Yeah,
that's very
I like
important.
Backstory.
It's very important. Here we go. Oh, he's going to alphabet on the pussy.
That might be Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Or Ba Ba Black Sheep. Remix.
Oh, so she dies at the end. It
I
was so
she,
good
I
she
thought
died.
She farted.
Sure, she fart died.
She fart died. Wow. All right.
I gotta give that one to him.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I forfeit that one.
All okay. right. I'll take it.
That was
I'm
pretty
not
good.
Above taking it.
You have to. Next. Do you want to end the sound effect there and do a song real quick?
Okay.
Yeah. Do a song.
Okay.
I gotta
give
it to you. Look, this one is. I wish we were talking about sponsors earlier. I wish I had Staples to sponsor me. So this is the song that I would do if Staples sponsored me. Hit that one about the office supplies because I would be perfect spokesman for office supplies. I'm very nerdy. This one, I do it live.
Is it going?
Yeah. on my special at ericschwartzlife.com. It's like yellow highlighter, yellow post-it sticker, yellow ring binder, yellow packing shipping. Yeah, yeah, office supply, group A. I get one package of red pens and two grays. I got a big meeting on a Tuesday. What I need, I can get. That was easy. People treating me like I'm the bossy, but I ain't the CEO. I just make copies. Look at me now. Oh, look at me now. Yep. Uh-huh. I'm getting paper. Just regular paper. Not like money. I'm just getting a ream of paper. All right, let me see what else I give you. All right, check it. Picking up some paper clips, stringing them together. Now I'm putting up some memos on my necklace. Looking pretty slick. All the chicks want to get it because I wear an ergonomic pad on my wrist. Yeah, that's right. I said on my wrist. I'm just looking for a mouse to click. Type mad fast like spirit fingers. Carpal tunnel never going to bite my wrist. Oh, that's a carpal tunnel. Damn it. Maybe I'll take you guys out for some school supplies. All right, school supplies. Is it keep going?
Hey, hey, hey.
All right,
hey,
this is what I got. School supplies.
Let's go.
Cause I've been home all summer, now I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away. Cause I'm going back to school where they party every day, September, all the way to May.
Go!
Gotta take myself shopping.
Whoa.
Gotta get a laptop, but on the side with a flyer making copies. School supply party. Every time I throw it, it gets bigger, bigger, bigger. Now it's getting out of hand. People covered up as thick as them. My parents see the pictures, they would kick me out of school. Man, I gotta get a shred. I can shred up all the evidence. And then I gotta get a binder with the metal rings and a three-hole punch. I gotta punch a lot of things. Power strip, cause I gotta plug a lot of things. Think I get a shock again and again and again. Alright, I think I've proved my point.
Yeah!
Yeah!
He is Smoothie Eric Schwartz. You can go to his website, ericschwartzlive.com.
Yes.
You can check him on YouTube. It's what is it?
Suburban Homeboy on YouTube.
Check that out.
Yeah.
And go to thenaughtyshow.net. Check out what's going on at thenaughtyshow.net. Vicky's very much missed. Wish she was here. Great show, man.
Dude, thanks for having me.
Please come back again.
I would love to.
We don't have to be so dirty, or we can get dirty.
Dude, let's go dirtier. I need your
influence. You're always
welcome.
If you got like a date or something coming up you want to push, please come on.
Yeah.
Anything you want to push?
San Antonio this weekend with Steve Byrne at Reynolds Garrett on Twitter.
And I got San Diego on Thanksgiving weekend. I'll be at the Madhouse Comedy Club.
Great club, dude.
Yes. Yes. Brea Improv on December 3rd.
I will be in Las Vegas the first weekend of December. I'll be at the Los Angeles Comedy Club, and then I'll be at the La Jolla Comedy Store the second weekend. I might film something there, too. So I would love to have you guys come out. Another great show. Much love, everybody. Great job, everybody. We'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back. Playboy!